somebody filed a restraining order.
That was me.
One ex can't escape.
I was getting verbal threats on my phone. I got over 200 texts.
And the other ex?
Who are these bikers you're talking about?
Some people that he's afraid of that are in the town.
Simply breaking up wasn't enough.
Well, you said to him, bikers have to help me once before. They don't like liars, but they sure do like to beat up people.
Judge Judy. You are about to enter the courtroom of Judge Judith Scheindlin. The people are real. The cases are real. The rulings are final. This is Judge Judy. Julia Jones is suing her ex-boyfriend, Stephen Cashera, for a satellite TV disconnection fee, the return of property, and a false restraining order.
Order, all rise. It's case number 307 on the calendar, the matter of Jones versus Cashera.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Judge Price has been sworn in. You may be seated. Folks, have a seat.
Miss Jones, the defendant was your boyfriend for a period of time, and you didn't live together. He had his own premises. You had your own premises. At some point, you agreed to use your credit card to sign the defendant up for Dish Network. The arrangement was he would pay off the bill each month because it was at his house. And then did you become engaged for a period of time? Came engaged.
No.
And something happened that I'm actually not interested in that caused the relationship to end. Up until that time, the defendant had, in fact, paid the Dish bill regularly. And after you broke up, you said to him, I want back the equipment. I want to turn it in. I don't want to pay for this anymore. Well, you actually hadn't paid for it. And according to him, he said, you know, I want an opportunity to put the bill in my name. And you didn't want to do that. So did you send over the Dish people to disconnect it?
Yes. Yes, Your Honor, I did send them over to the house.
And he would not let them disconnect it?
He called Dish.
Just a minute. He wouldn't let them disconnect it. Subsequent to that, somebody filed a restraining order. Who was that?
That was me.
You filed a restraining order against her to say, don't come near me, don't come near my house.
Yes, Your Honor.
So you are suing him for the disconnect fee that you had to pay and for filing an application for a false restraining order. Have I so far gotten the scenario correct?
Yes, except there's one other thing.
Go ahead.
There's a few items of mine that are still at his house that I have not been able to retrieve. That's the third
piece. Those items?
There's a list.
What's a few items?
It's this.
Well, let me take a look at it and see if I'm going to be involved with it.
Mostly it's the engagement ring.
Which one?
You don't get an engagement ring back. And an anniversary coupon book? No, shh. Matching black curtains, hand sewn, frame. No. Frame poster of Robert Plant concert. You know, give it to him. And I'm going to ask him some questions about it, Bird, please. Mr. Cashera, there's a list of many items there. I want you to take a quick look at them. Just don't look at me. Look at the items.
I have one right here already.
Good. Do you have those items or any of them in your home?
Yes, they're in my house, and they're all gifts that she gave me or that I purchased.
And they're not hers?
Yeah, correct.
Either gifts that she gave you.
Correct.
Or items that you purchased when you were a couple.
Yes.
Okay. Can I have the list back?
Sure.
Thank you. All right. I'm not getting involved in your list of a comforter and anything else, and I'm telling you that your lawsuit is dismissed for the following reason. You created, according to your own statement, a contract with the defendant, a verbal contract, and your verbal contract was, as long as he paid for the Dish Network bill every month, he would continue to use it. Nowhere in your statements do you say, as long as we were a couple. So according to you, he did in fact pay for the Dish bill every month. So you had no right to disconnect it. And you had no right to send the Dish people there to disconnect it at his house because they had no right to interfere with your contractual relationship, which was if he did in fact pay the bills, which he had been doing, he can continue to enjoy Dish. Now, the fact that you're not together anymore and you say, I don't want to be involved with him, should have made a different contract, but that was your contract. Now, as far as filing for a protective order is concerned, since you did, in fact, wrongfully send people to his home, he had a right to say to you, don't come to my home, don't send people to my home, what?
The date's incorrect. The people that came to his home was prior to the restraining order. The restraining order was filed on a Monday, and the people came to his house on a Saturday.
Well, then there had to be a different reason for him filing for a restraining order.
Yes, but the dates are
important.
Just a second.
What was your reason for filing for a restraining order, Mr. Kuchera?
Because starting of August 20th, I was getting verbal threats on my phone. I got over 200 texts.
May I see the text?
Sure.
Your Honor?
Just a second.
And some of them are really bad.
Who are these bikers you're talking about?
That was just some people that he's afraid of that are in the town.
Just a second. Well, you said to him, bikers had to help me once before. They don't like liars, neither do I. We have that in common, but they sure do like to beat up people.
They do.
So I would stay home if I were you. Why did you say that to him? That's a threat.
Correct.
Your Honor.
Shh. That's a threat.
Your Honor, if I may, this has already been looked at by a judge and it was dismissed.
I don't care.
Okay.
I don't care.
I was...
No, just a second. Because it was dismissed by a judge after a full hearing, the judge may have found several things. The judge may have found, you know what, I don't think she's a threat to him, so he doesn't need a protective order. But you're suing him now for filing for a protective order falsely.
Correct.
It wasn't falsely. You threatened him.
I didn't threaten him. I was explaining something that happened.
No. You weren't explaining anything. You may have wowed somebody else with that poor innocent look, but don't wow me with that poor innocent look, babe.
I was trying to get my things back, Your Honor.
Listen to me. You threatened him. You want to get your things back? You come to court.
That's how
you get your things back.
You don't threaten
him. Bikers had to help me once before. I'm reading these texts, madam. He had every right to file for a protective order against you. So your application for punitive damages for filing a false restraining order is denied. You got to learn to keep your temper. Now, what you want back is what you say is an engagement ring that he purchased. He gets to keep the engagement ring, if it was, in fact, an engagement ring. You say it was. Because if there's no marriage, there's no contract
Your Honor,
to marry.
I brought my witness for that. She saw the engagement ring. It was on my ring when we were in Mexico.
Listen,
that's why
to me,
I brought it.
It doesn't matter. I just told you he gets the ring back if he bought it.
Okay.
Did he buy the ring or did you?
He bought the ring.
Then he gets the ring back. That's the law here. It's always been the law here. For 30 years, it's been the law with me. An engagement ring is given in contemplation of getting married. If the marriage doesn't take place, the ring is returned to the person who bought the ring. So he gets the ring. So he gets the ring, and he didn't file a false restraining order because you threatened him, and you are not entitled for money for the disconnect fee because he didn't breach the contract. You did. That's easy. Now, sir, you have a counterclaim. Your counterclaim says that in order to harass you, what the plaintiff did was she went online, clearly must have had your credit card or something, or just billed it to you, and she ordered a whole bunch of stuff.
Correct.
So let us put your hand down. So let us assume that you got this whole bunch of stuff that you didn't order.
Yeah, some of it's right here.
I haven't asked you a question yet. I said, let us assume that you have this whole bunch of stuff that you didn't order. What you have to do is demonstrate to me that she ordered it. Can you do that?
Well, I have all these magazines and...
Shh. Listen to me. Are you a bright man?
Yes.
I said, let us assume that you have all these magazines that you didn't order. You say she ordered them in order to harass you. So you just have to prove to me that she did in fact order them.
Judge Judy continues in a moment. And later today...
Who do you think did it?
Is
not an answer.
My fiancé that passed away, his wife. And I'm sure because she believes that I killed my fiancé.
Real cases, real people. Judge Judy. Julia Jones says, ex-boyfriend Stephen Kuchera owes for a satellite TV disconnection fee, the return of property, and a false restraining order. Stephen is countersuing for harassment.
I'm waiting.
I have no proof, but I did not order them.
I have no proof.
I have a list of over 30 magazines that she ordered.
No, sir.
Bills.
You have a list of 30 magazines that somebody ordered. All I'm asking you to do is to give me some evidence, other than the fact that you have the magazines, that she ordered them.
Well, I don't know who else would order. I've never gotten any magazines, so I can't prove it to you, no.
Okay, well, then I can't help you. So thank you very much. Go, be on your way, have a happy life, find new mates. That's all.
All right, excuse me, step out.
She's just trying to keep bugging me and...
He was a complete liar. He's one of the best liars I've ever met.
Trying to harass me still, and she's got to get a life.
I texted him 200 times in a 3-day period to bug him, and it worked, but then he went and got a restraining order against me.
Because of all the threats that she made, over 200 texts and...
It started falling apart when I found out he was cheating on me.
As long as she gets on with her life and leaves me alone, I'm happy.
Oh, well, I'm not going to date any more liars.
Yeah, I hope she gets on with her life. She's got to go.
And now, the next case.
All parties in the matter of Borntrigger versus Graham. Step forward.
Noah Borntrigger is suing his former friend, Rebecca Graham, for his truck getting vandalized while it was in her possession.
Mr. Borntrigger, did you ever have anything other than a friendly relationship with the defendant?
No, Your Honor.
Never dated her?
We talked about a relationship, but never dated her.
A little louder, please, sir.
Yes, we talked about a relationship, but I never dated her.
You talked about a relationship?
Yes.
Just for my own curiosity, sir, how do you talk about a relationship?
Well, she was in a relationship and she lost her boyfriend.
And?
And she moved away, 12 miles away.
Well, 12 miles is not Pluto. It's not far. And?
And we proceeded to talk about a relationship. And
how do you talk about a relationship? Those things just usually naturally evolve. She lost her fiancé. You call up, you say, would you like to have dinner? Would you like to go out for a cup of coffee? Can I buy you lunch? That never happened.
No.
About a relationship.
We did talk about a relationship, and I told
her. How do you talk about a relationship? That's what I'm trying to find out.
Well, I told her I liked her.
That's a start. Yeah. I like you.
I like her.
And
she said, well, she's a lot younger than I am. And I said, well, I don't know you. If it turns out that we could have a relationship, down the road, we probably would someday.
Oh, okay. Very good. That's why I come right out of the gate asking the questions, little questions that plague me when I read sometimes a complaint and an answer that I'm not quite sure I understand.
Sure.
This is what this case is about. You loaned Miss Graham a truck that belonged to you that you weren't using. You had some sort of an injury, according to you. You couldn't work.
Yes, Your Honor.
You couldn't drive it. And you left this truck sit outside on your front lawn. The registration had lapsed and it had no insurance. She needed a truck because she was poor and she couldn't get her kids to and from school or to and from whatever. She needed a vehicle. You said to her, what's your first name?
Rebecca.
Rebecca, if you get the tags on this truck and the insurance, you can use it because I'm not using it right now.
Yes, Your Honor.
So she spent the money and she got the tags and she got the truck insured and she was using it.
Yes, Your Honor.
Judge Judy continues in a moment.
So some other dude bashed in the side of the car, did all the damage to the car, and I want to know what your defense is. The car was vandalized because of you, because you forgot to put gas in the car.
Real cases, real people. Judge Judy. Noah Borntrigger says former friend Rebecca Graham is responsible for vandalism to his truck.
Now, you started to use the truck what month and year?
May 2013.
And you drove it in May?
Yes, ma'am.
And you drove it in June?
Yes, ma'am.
And you drove it in July?
Yes, ma'am.
So 3 months?
Yes, ma'am.
And you spent some money just on the tags and the insurance?
Yes. And his property, his personal property, I also paid that. In Missouri, you have to have your personal property taxes paid before you can license a vehicle. And he had owed quite a bit.
How much?
$126.11.
All right. So you paid $126 for his property taxes because he didn't pay it. You couldn't register a vehicle unless you paid those taxes. So you took care of that.
Yes, ma'am.
Very good. All right. And then you're tootling along in the car on what date and time?
It was right around the 15th, I would say.
15th of what?
July 2013.
And you forgot to put gas in the car. So the car ran out of gas.
Yes.
So you left it at the side of the road and you went home.
I had a friend come pick me up, yes.
Friend came pick you up and the next day you went back for the car?
Yes.
Next day, you go back for the truck, and according to you, someone looked as if they had vandalized the truck by taking a bat to it and hit the doors and hit the ceiling and hit the front and hit the sides, ripped everything off. And Mr. Borntrigger wants the money that it's going to cost to fix his car. And your defense is what?
My defense is when I borrowed the vehicle, he told me that I had complete access to it. If I wanted to do anything, any changes to it, he did not care. The only requirement was that I did not let anybody else drive it. When I left the vehicle overnight and I came back the next morning, it had been vandalized. On my way up to file a police report on the vandalism, I got pulled over because he had reported the vehicle stolen when he in fact knew that it was not stolen.
And? I want to know what your defense is. The car was in your possession because of your negligence. The car was left overnight on the side of the road. If it's true that, as we used to call it when I sat in the family court and did criminal work, we used to call it the some other dude did it defense. Okay. S-O-D-D-I. So some other dude bashed in the side of the car, did all the damage to the car. That was your defense. That's what I'm gathering. Somebody else caused the damage.
Right. And I was willing to work with him on finding out who did it because, I have a pretty good idea to who did it.
Who cares who did it? You go find out who did it. The car was vandalized because of you because you forgot to put gas in the car.
Yes, ma'am.
It was vandalized because of you.
I didn't do it. It was left...
It was vandalized because of you. If you would have kept gas in the car, you would have taken the car
home. Okay, it would have been paid for. When we went and got insurance on it, I asked him if he wanted full coverage. He told me, no, ma'am. I wanted liability.
What year car is this?
2005.
What year car?
1999.
1999 truck. Nobody has full coverage on a 1999 truck. Nobody in their right mind has full coverage on a 1999
vehicle. Well, I was willing to because it wasn't my vehicle, and if anything happened, it would be covered for. He told me no. He wanted just liability.
What do you mean he wanted? You were paying for it. You could pay whatever you want. You want to put full coverage on a 1999 vehicle? You paid for the insurance. Do it. He wasn't paying for the insurance.
Yes, ma'am.
Right.
Judge Judy continues in a moment. Have you been cheated? Go to judgejudy.com. Like us on Facebook and follow us on Twitter.
Now, you drove this vehicle home?
Yes, the day it got vandalized.
So it capable of being driven?
Yes.
And you don't like it because aesthetically it looks terrible, is that
it
right?
It does. I got photos, yeah.
May I see the photographs, please, Bert?
Sure.
The top one's sort of before pictures, and then the other sort of vandalism.
Oh, this is terrible. Actually, this is terrible. Who do you think did it? Mom is not an answer.
My fiance that passed away, his wife, and I am sure because she has threatened to vandalize and break in my house. She's broken into my house. She's vandalized vehicles that have been sitting in my driveway because she believes that I killed my fiance.
Bert, could you take a look? Tell me what this car is worth. When did you purchase this car, Mr. Borntrigger?
I bought it new in 1999.
Where is it now?
It's at my house.
Do you have an estimate to repair it?
Yes, I do.
How much is it?
They're like $10,000 to $12,000.
What can he buy one for?
Silverado.
Silverado.
Yeah, Silverado.
At some point, it was in nice shape.
Extended cab.
It's like extended cab, three-quarter.
Why did you take this picture, sir?
Which one?
This one.
That's just a picture how it looked before it happened.
Yeah, you took this in April of 2010.
Yeah, that's the only one that I had on file anymore because I just didn't have any more pictures.
It had prior body damage.
2925 says.
Okay, very good. Listen, you can either have the car fixed or go and buy yourself another one. Same. 2925, judgment for the plaintiff, that's all. Thank you.
All right, you step out. Judge Judy continues in a moment. And on the next Judge Judy.
He was never in a relationship.
He did have a relationship with me. He was telling me that he loved me.
I mean, we talked about a relationship, you know.
A boyfriend and girlfriend relationship. We were technically dating.
I told her if things go down the road, we may have one down the road.
And the minute I told him I was not ready to sleep with him, all of this happened.
But I hadn't talked to her for about 6 weeks before I got my truck back, so no, there was never no relationship.
Mr. Borntrigger lied to Miss Judge Judy. She did not hear the whole truth.
I just hope to learn to know people a little bit better before I trust them that far.
Never trust a man.
It's just hard to trust people, and I learned the hard way.